The Cardassian Podcast.
The Cardassian Podcast.
The Cardassian Podcast. Listen if you want to.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Cardassian Podcast.
We're so glad you're here.
Episode 87.
Yeah.
Now, on mine, it says that it's episode 86 still, but we won't care about that. It's 87.
Well, Chloe, we told you you have to sync your little sim pad.
It's not my job to sync, okay? That's not my job.
Yeah, you have to figure that out, Chloe.
My job is to show up, host my podcast, and, give the people what they want.
That's just like how you refused to put in the Wi-Fi password because you felt like it should have already been there.
And it should have been.
That's literally not how it works.
Okay, maybe that's not how it works, but maybe that's how it should work. Got to innovate.
Wow. This is how we're starting.
Yeah, what way to start.
As opposed to different things, right?
This is all on Chloe. Oh, my God.
Okay. Yeah, it is all on me because this is my podcast.
No.
Anyway, grab merch at shopsimgm.com. Okay, we got some So Watermelon merch for you. I know you want it. You know you want it.
Don't forget. And if you already have one, there are different colors you can get. And you can also consider becoming a member to help out.
You can become a member through shopsimgm.com, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it would be So Watermelon if you did that. If you can't, that's okay. Just buy 20
shirts. If you
want
to see videos like days earlier before everybody else, you can
it's quite a privilege.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know what's going to be made and stuff before everybody else.
Mm-hmm. It's quite the privilege.
Not even we know. We literally just show up as Sims.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, reminder, don't spam the podcast forums.
Yeah.
Anybody want to continue on that?
We've been seeing that often.
Yeah, there have been people who post too much.
Yeah, stop spamming the forums.
I didn't even know this was a thing.
Thank you for participating, but it's like,
but not a thousand times.
What, are they like spamming with things that have nothing to do with something?
No, spamming like the same question or something over and over. If you want to post your question again because it didn't get picked in the last one, fine. But like, stop. Don't do it like 100 times in the same.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think the point is that most of the time, if you send something in, I guess we'll see it. Like, we'll see it the first time, I guess. Not always, have to put it in there a whole bunch of times. Like, it'll come through. I guess that's what the issue is.
Basically, just everyone give each other a chance to post something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't post like 20 things in one day.
Yeah, you can't have special privileges like, you know, the host of this podcast. Like, only our stuff comes through no matter what. You know, you have to wait for your turn, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, speaking of which, you left your questions and comments for us at simgmproductions.com/podcast. And now we're responding to the ones that didn't spam. See how that segued, right?
Wow, what a good
segue. And the people we picked, I'm sure, didn't have to spam to get chosen, right? Right.
That is true.
Yeah.
Okay. So, first one is from, here we go, Mayor?
I think it's just like Mayor, like a mayor of the
mayor.
Okay,
state.
Mayor Kyra the Froggo. All right.
Kyra.
Okay, yeah, they give us a, thank you for giving us a pronunciation. It's much obliged, Kyra. All right, urgent message, Cardassians. Okay, this is Daniel. Mayor Sim,
what?
Kyra's assistant. Okay.
I thought this was Kyra.
Well, apparently not. Last month, Kim and her Glow Foundation came to Frog City. Okay. Don't speak too soon now. To speak about bringing Glow to the city, to which Miss Mayor Sim Kyra refused. Thankfully, because of Glow history and the health hazard it is and the dangers it could have brung to our city. Kim wasn't happy after her and the Glow company left, thinking we were safe from the Glow monster, Kim. We didn't have a clue when the last Friday our city Mayor Kyra went missing. There was no signs where she went. But when we looked in her offices. There were signs of uranium left in her office and a glow, 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 big booty bubble buster. Oh my God, these sentences are so long. Big booty bubble buster bottle on her desk. And when we had called the customer line demanding for our mayor back, they refused, telling us that it was too late and she was better off gone. And it was just the start of what was gonna happen. That was a lot. That was
a long sentence.
It was a lot to take in. And can I recommend some commas, honey?
Can I recommend? I don't even know what's going on.
Yeah, I recommend some commas and some, you know, to break it up a little bit.
The mayor is missing, is what I'm gathering.
Oh my God, call the police.
That same night, a whole glow, glow, glow army raided the city, shooting flaming radioactive glow, glow, glow makeup sponges and flooding the streets with radioactive waste.
Wow.
It's all pure anarchy. The town is nothing but a wasteland, rubble and debris. I am typing this from our bunker. That's some good Wi-Fi. Kim, give us back our mayor. Please, Cardassians, help us. You mean just two of them, honey? Only two will probably help you in this situation. I must also give a sincere apology for my long message. Okay, yeah, because I needed to breathe.
They clearly, yeah.
Hashtag justice for Mayor Sim Kyra. Hashtag where's Stacy? Hashtag flop, flop, flop. Now, that was a lot to take in.
I didn't know Kim had an army.
Well,
I mean, it's probably just her workers forced to do.
You know how, like, Taylor has her Simisties and then Mariah has her lambs? Well, Glow, Glow, Glow has become so popular that they now have, you know, we call them our really biggest fans, the Glow, Glow, Glow Army.
No, and it's some not your of them, fans.
Wow.
You know, some of them get very excited and I can't control what fans do.
It's people working
for you. If
they
really love something, you know, just...
You're a liar.
Stand
it's people working
for back.
It's your workers and you know that you're forcing them to do it. You're forcing them to
do
and you know it.
Force, oh my God. We have our workers.
You blackmailed them to do this. Don't give me that fans.
We have our workers and then we have our fans. Like there okay. are, believe it or not.
So the fans are that dedicated. They're going to fight for you to defend Go, Go, Go.
So there was an army of five people. Is that what you're telling me?
Like 5 million.
Okay.
I'm sure.
So it did happen.
What, you expect me to like count all my fans, Chloe?
No, but I do expect you to answer, where's the mayor?
I'm sure safely at home. Did they even try looking at the mayor's house or anything? No.
I'm pretty sure they looked.
I don't think they did. They were too busy going into a bunker for no reason. There was no danger.
Mm.
And then writing a long message.
Even if they get their mayor back, there's no city to run anymore.
Yeah, so is there even really a mayor? That's the question. Good. Thank you, Courtney.
Courtney.
I'm just realistically thinking.
There's nothing realistic about this other than the hashtag flop, flop, flop. Now that speaks truth. That speaks a lot of truth. You want to speak to that?
You know.
You don't? No. Okay, I guess we're gonna move on. I'm sorry about your mayor. Honey, there's nothing that I can really do to help with this situation, but I do wish you the best. I really do. And
I'm sure Kyra's doing great. And if Kyra wants to come and, you know, have some tea or something, then I'm sure that could be arranged.
That's
we have
a good
new...
name. Like, that should be a sister name in our group.
Yeah.
No. I'm not going to have our sister be a sister be named after this travesty. What's wrong with you guys? Anyway.
It could happen somewhere down the line.
I could picture that being like a nice little chihuahua. Come here, Kyra.
We are moving on. And I'm sorry, just add it to the list of people that are missing.
Not everybody stays in the Glow, Glow, Glow family. Sometimes they want to move along. We don't give them a severance package. And they go where they want to go. We can't hold on to, we'd love to hold on to our Glow, Glow, Glow workers, family.
Okay,
you know.
Whatever. Shut up. Shut up. Okay, so moving on, because we have to move on. It's from B. Berries. So...
Hallelujah. Be buried, so hallelujah.
Be buried, so hallelujah. All right. That's an interesting name.
It rolls off the tongue.
Barry.
Dear Kardashian sisters, I love your podcast and listen to it whenever I can. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Barry, so hallelujah. Eventually, I heard about the no, no, no box and thought, why not show my support by getting one? Thanks. I ordered a box.
Ew.
Mm-hmm. I ordered a box, and as soon as I got it, I wanted to see what all the hype was about. So I put my little brother inside the box and closed it.
Oh, no.
The box started to violently shake. Well, honey, you probably wanted to come out. And about 3 seconds later, it stopped. I opened the box only to find it completely empty. I got worried and asked, okay, so you got worried, but you put your brother in a box.
That Why would you...
Honey, I hope you wanted to do that.
I told you this would happen.
I got worried and asked my whole family about my little brother. They all told me they didn't know who I was talking about, and that I was always an only child. Please, Courtney, capital letters. Please, Courtney, I need you to help and tell me how to get my brother back and how to get back to the universe where he existed. I miss him so much. Thank you. Love you all. Well, honey, be Barry, so hallelujah. Why did you put your brother in a box?
Do not blame the victim.
I'm not blaming the victim, bitch. I'm talking about why did you put your brother in a box?
Courtney before has said that the box is a shelter.
Be Barry, so hallelujah might be a little delusional.
Oh my God.
They're the only ones who think they have a brother, so I don't know who to believe in this story.
I believe Barry.
Okay, well, listen, Barry. Either A, you are in an alternate timeline, right?
And somehow that box sent you there. I can't believe you're defending this horrible box that I have said before.
Bitch, will you shut the fuck up? I'm not defending anything. I'm just trying to give an explanation.
You are so defending her.
You are just trying to soak up this moment, okay? Now, this box, this is not my company. If Courtney needs to take responsibility for it, great. But now I'm going to give my opinion of what happened. You are either in an alternate timeline because of this box. If Kim let me finish, I would have said because of this box. Or you're mentally ill. So I'm not sure which one it is, but I'm going to go with the first one. And I'm going to say, Courtney, I think you need to take some accountability for this.
Yeah,
what box is this?
Take accountability.
Shut up.
What
box is this?
So there's two alternatives. The one is this could be an alternate universe. The other one is when someone goes through the box and disappears, we do have a warehouse where they pop up and they could be collected.
Okay, so you have a collection of people
they
in
may
a warehouse.
Be, yeah, they may be in a safe facility. We provide them with beds, food. It's like a nice hotel.
Are you so separating children from their family?
However, they need to report that their child is missing.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, at least you're taking some accountability for it. You're doing something about it.
Be Barry, so hallelujah, can come down to our facility and look for their brother.
Okay, honey, please go down to that facility. Give them your name, your email, and your phone number.
Why do you have this facility?
Okay, well, Kim, if something goes
awry... In these situations...
She's not ignoring the problem. You should take note, Kim.
Oh, it's a problem that people are disappearing, Chloe.
Bitch, all you do is make people disappear.
I have never made anybody disappear before, okay?
Oh.
If they don't follow instructions, that's not on me.
Okay,
with their little brother, wanted to suffocate them for some reason, and then found them gone.
Okay, and they were probably at the facility. So
and
here's
Courtney before has
yeah,
said that
I think
these
they got the wrong box.
Shelter.
I don't know what box they meant to purchase, but
that black hole one.
The black hole one has turned out to be quite the success with the cockroaches that you created. So let's not get on the black box, okay? Now this is an issue that needs to be solved, and I think Courtney, first of all, take this box off the fucking market. Second. With that facility, you need to make sure everybody becomes accountable for, okay? You need to take it on yourself to
There's
look
only
at
a few people in the facility
on.
Right now.
Okay.
But they haven't been claimed.
Okay, well, one is too many. All right.
Yeah.
So how about we take care of that?
and
that's where your brother is. So
build the facility.
I agree.
This will happen.
And Courtney, you need to fix that quick because, you know, Booty Booty Pop Juice uses some of your boxes and we can't have this on.
We
have to stop using your box.
Dime.
Yeah.
And if you don't take accountability, like, be prepared to get a camera and a ukulele.
Yeah. That's the only way you can do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one is Chanel Boo.
Chanel or Channel.
Or Channel Boo.
Yeah.
Let's looks go like, with Channel.
Yeah, it looks
there's
like Channel to me.
In, so
yeah,
I'm
it looks like
Channel.
Channel. Yeah, it looks like Channel. Looks like Channel to me.
Yeah.
All right. Hello, Gracious. Oh, Gracious. I've never been called Gracious.
Yeah, that's
before,
new.
But I'm
that's
glad like you recognize that.
It's like royalty.
Hello, Gracious Kardashian sisters and Kim too. I don't know if this will go through fully, but I have hope. Well, honey, your hope is right on because it's right here.
Granted.
Uh-huh. On December 20th, 2019, I was relaxing as I would when suddenly an unidentified object was thrown into my house from the window. Upon closer inspection, it looked like Kylie Rocks.
Sounds about right.
But when I got closer, it said glow, 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 rocks.
No, I confused. Think it was Kylie's rocks.
Confused. But since I knew Glow Glow Glow's history, I leave it alone. Bad idea. It grew arms and legs, then immediately grabbed me, and I was tossed to the corner.
Oh, no.
Not the corner. I tried to reach for a makeshift weapon, but then what happened next left me still. It had said, glow, 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 time to blow. I was blasted off into Sim Jesus knows where. When I woke up, the sky was pink and the floor was mashed potatoes, but hardened. What the? Okay. Exploring the new found land, I saw
mashed potato floors.
I'm just reading it. I saw something I never thought was real. Well, honey, I mean, there's a lot to not believe is real here. A family of wild glowzillas. Not only that, but there was so many other unknown creatures roaming the glow rex, glow glow sirens, and the infamous glow Kong. Now back to present day, I've been here for what feels like 10 years. Oh my God, a decade?
You were like in Jumanji land or something.
A decade of mashed potatoes. Like, that's...
At least you had food.
I mean, it was hardened though. All right. Time works different here rather than being on Sim Earth. I also learned from the glow droids that this place is called Dimension G. Oh my God.
G.
Yeah, G. I think we all know what that stands for. I've been fighting and surviving, that's right, for my life to and get out of this hell. With my only way to get this message out was to hack one of the glow droid bots. Kim, I know you know of this place's existence. Get me out of your failed experiment.
So, Kim, you also have some kind of alternate universe.
So from mashed potatoes to glow droids to like a whole bunch of your failed experiments seem to be here.
I think.
What are you going to do for Channel?
Well, no. See, Courtney apparently has a facility, but.
That's still on Earth.
But for Glow, 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 we also have facilities that are on planet Sim Earth, but. The difference is I think you're actually on one of our sets. We're branching out a little bit into Simollywood. So have you ever seen Honey, I Shrunk the Kids? Well, in that movie, they shrink, right? And they, for those sets, they had to build, you know, larger than life things to make it look like the kids had shrunk. Well, we're doing something similar for Glow, 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 Honey, I Shrunk the teens.
How are you going to help them? Why are you talking out of your ass?
And you're having giant glowzillas and stuff.
There's a scene where they land in a bowl of mashed potatoes.
Okay, what
so
about
so we had
them?
To build a large set with mashed potatoes. It sounds like you stumbled across one of our sets.
And why are there creatures in the mash bowl of mashed potatoes?
And then when they made it back,
there
it's
has
been
to
10
be,
years.
There has to be bad guys.
Okay,
there
but how come time enemies. Works differently on your set?
Well, time, we don't have clocks around because you can't interfere with the cameras that, you know, that's how technology works.
So you mean to tell me they lost track of time, went back to Earth, and it's been 10 years on Earth, but somehow it isn't there because
well,
there's
that
a clock.
Set is closed down, so we'll have to find the key.
Okay.
To that stage, but we'll, now that we know someone's there, we will see.
Send someone immediately.
No, well, we can't take people off of their work. So we'll see about looking for the key.
Oh, so you're not going to help them.
We will get to that.
Yeah, you have a lot to get to, right?
Hmm?
You have a lot to get to, right?
You know, we're always innovating. So, yeah.
See, this is what I'm talking about. At least Courtney has a solution to her problem, which is
Courtney
a huge
has
one.
A facility of kidnapped children.
No,
it's not just
not
children.
Kidnapped. They're just unclaimed.
In any way, she is finding answers. What are your answers? Your answers are basically BS saying, oh, it's a set.
It is a set. And
is
now
it called
we
Dimension
know.
G as well?
That, that was the name of the stage.
Channel, you're in trouble, boo.
Yeah. Well, that is all of our questions and answers, our questions and statements or, you know, cries for help or, you know, reports.
For updates.
Yeah. All right. God, you two really need to, like, get
everything
together.
Is under control.
It's not our fault that stuff. You delete all of your negative booty pop juice.
Oh, yeah. I deleted all three of them in the time frame of the business.
300.
And it's not my business. I'm just a spokesperson.
Who makes a lot of suggestions. You have a lot of power over there, Chloe.
And money. That's so watermelon.
Welcome to segment 2, That's So Watermelon, where we're given 5 random topics and we decide if each thing is so watermelon or so not watermelon.
First topic. What was that noise?
That was the smack of my lips. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
That is so disrespectful, smacking your lips when I'm just reading in my regular voice.
Okay. Sorry about it. Didn't mean to. I apologize.
Thank you for taking accountability.
Yeah. Why don't you try it?
I do. I take accountability the moment I wake up.
Okay. Miss Dimension G.
First topic. Breakfast, so watermelon or so not watermelon?
So watermelon.
Yeah,
there's some days I don't want breakfast. Well, every day, I mean, unless you're fasting, every day, like your dinner at 6 p.m. could be your breakfast because it's the first thing that breaks your fast. So many people love to say that.
Nobody has breakfast at 6 p.m.
If it is the first thing you've eaten all day, it is your breakfast because you are breaking your fast.
I disagree. I think if it's past 12 p.m.,
it's breakfast.
It's lunch and then dinner.
No, I mean,
there's a time.
The name of the meal is breakfast. No,
yeah,
the name of the meal is lunch and dinner. You can call it that, but you're technically breaking your fast. So it's your breakfast.
So everything is breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Everything is breakfast if you haven't eaten anything before it. If you went to sleep, woke up, and didn't eat anything until, I don't know, 5 p.m.,
that's
your breakfast because you're breaking your fast.
Nobody would say
that.
And that's just science.
They would just say, I'm breaking my fast. They wouldn't say breakfast.
Breakfast. So breakfast is so watermelon.
Breakfast.
Are we supposed to be saying break fast then?
Like I had a fast the other day. I was just fasting for just a day, and then for breakfast, I had a chicken salad.
And at what time?
6.
6 in the morning. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
No,
that was your breakfast.
No, p.m. I think you know it's p.m.
No, I don't. So then you were having a delicious
Okay,
dinner.
So you don't know. what a breakfast is, and that's fine. Breakfast isn't just
breakfast.
We've learned what it is in your mind.
It's not just pancakes, eggs, and sausage.
Okay,
Chloe, go for that right now.
Then Chloe, go to a restaurant then and tell them you want breakfast when you go there at 6 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah, tell them that, and they'll tell you.
I'll go to one of those health, you know, restaurants where they serve a certain meal at certain times a day, and they'll understand exactly what I'm saying. And
they're
like, "Oh, no wonder you got that revenge body."
They'll be like, "Here you go, ma'am. Here's your dinner."
Yeah, so it is so.
And you'll be like, "No, excuse me, get the breakfast menu."
Okay,
there'll be no breakfast menus out at 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Well,
unless you're at McDonald's.
Well, some people serve traditional breakfast meals 24 hours, but that doesn't mean that just because that is a breakfast meal.
So now there's a difference between breakfast and traditional breakfast.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner all exist. They're names, they're titles, but that doesn't mean that one cannot be the breakfast in terms of breaking your fast.
Chloe,
all right.
Shut up.
Okay, I'll shut up once you stop arguing with me on this point. Breaking your fast.
So your dinner was your breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Thank you.
No.
So watermelon. So what do you guys think is so watermelon? If you want to speak from a more traditional sense of a smaller minded, you know, having your frosted some flakes in the morning, that's fine.
Yeah, it's called actual breakfast.
Love it. Love
it. Breakfast is so watermelon.
Mm-hmm.
So watermelon.
Now that I know you could have it three times a day.
No matter what, 24 hours a day, if it's your first meal, it is your breakfast.
So it has to be your first meal.
It's your first whatever. It could be a piece of chocolate. That's your breakfast if it's the first thing you ate. Do you understand?
I understand.
Love it.
You
love it. So watermelon. We have a lot
way.
Of topics to get to, so I'm just going to say it's so watermelon.
We all know why Chloe's a little bit upset this episode, listeners. We know why she's being crabby, and we'll get to it. Trust us.
She hasn't had her breakfast.
Oh,
no,
I'm
it's not just that. She had her breakfast, but she had it from home.
If you're referring to me leaving the show, I could get...
Leaving
the show.
I
have no gripes. I think it's a great show. I wish nothing but the best for that show. Nothing but the best. And I'm glad I lasted as long as I did. Can you say the same?
I would say I'm the fighter and survivor of this group.
No.
I mean, you're lucky. Courtney
because you are no longer there.
No, you're
Courtney
lucky is what you
you're
are.
You're no longer here. I mean.
You're lucky is what you are. Okay.
Next
I'm just
topic.
Strategic.
Shut up. Oh my God.
And you're a backstabber, so.
Next topic. Homewreckers. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
This has been a lot of talk about homewreckers in the news lately, but we're going to give specifics. Homewreckers. Now, listen, are we talking
what
about...
What home is being wrecked?
Are we talking about, like, something... Because there's difference between a homewrecker, like, someone, like, coming in and, like, you know, stealing someone's family or member or something like that versus, you know, wrecking a home with, like, you know, dangerous...
A bulldozer,
dangerous products, you know, that can harm a family or tear
what
them apart or separate their brother from their family.
Yeah, specifically no boxes.
Or,
those are home wreckers.
Or glow bombs, you know. Those are wreckers of families. But if we're referring to the traditional one, of course not. I don't like home wreckers. Home wreckers
suck. Home wreckers are so not watermelon.
Yeah, not at all.
Yeah.
Although in some cases, homes do need to be wrecked.
What do you mean by that?
If the relationship is toxic and then a third person comes in and is like, you know what? Let me take this toxic person off your hands. Because I'm also a toxic person and we can be toxic together.
Outside of the home.
Outside of the home.
Away from the family.
Say there isn't
a family.
So
you're not talking about wrecking happy families.
Yeah. If it's a bad family, I think they need to get wrecked.
Oh, well, in that case, I can agree with that. Some family members are toxic and they have to go. And so wreck it.
Yeah.
So I guess they wouldn't be home wreckers if
It'd
they're
like
doing a good thing.
Wrecker.
Yeah. Because there are some toxic people.
But in
out there.
General.
Let's be very clear.
So they're
in
home
general,
fixers.
Yeah.
I mean,
home fixers. I
yeah.
Guess.
But then that would be getting off this topic, which is different. Because home
this
fixers
topic
are different.
Is so not watermelon.
Yeah, it's so not watermelon.
Not watermelon.
You're a home fixer.
Next topic, mango ice cream. so watermelon or so not watermelon.
I'm obsessed with mango flavored things, but mango ice cream can sometimes taste too, like the one I've had is never good. Like I love mango. No. Like I love mango. I love mango candy. I love mango like drinks. I do not like mango ice cream.
Yeah. Mango ice. I don't
mind it.
Really?
Yeah, it tastes pretty good.
Really?
Get some bananas, some whipped cream.
No, just mango ice cream.
Oh, by itself? Yeah, no, it's fucking horrible.
First of all, why would you put bananas with mango ice cream?
You have to spice it up.
Well, like in a fruit salad, you know, I'm not going to get into that. But
well, if you chop up mango and put it in a bowl, then yeah, you have a fruit salad.
Sure. I think that mango ice cream, the one that I've had, has just been super, super sweet and super artificial tasting. But I love mango. Don't get me wrong. I love mango so much.
I have the opposite. They're like bitter to me because they use the actual mango. Mango by itself is
Well, I've had a mango, like a
dried mango is really good.
A mango ice cream bar are pretty good sometimes, but like in a bowl, it just, those are never good.
Mango has to be mixed with stuff. Mango by itself.
I disagree.
It doesn't have the range. It cannot be.
See, that's where I disagree. I love mango on its own, but I do not like.
Do you really love mango if you don't love mango ice cream?
Yes, that's what I said. I said I love mango. I don't like mango artificial ice cream.
If you love mango, you would love mango in all its forms.
Naturally, no. I've heard you talk about chocolate in the same way, bitch. So if you're going to be a hypocrite right now.
I like chocolate.
Okay, then how come you don't like it in its purest form?
Nobody likes chocolate as dark chocolate or
okay.
cocoa.
You don't know.
Shut up about
That's
my
so
love
different.
For mango.
That's milk chocolate.
Shut up. All right.
So it's not watermelon.
They need to like do better.
Yeah. Maybe there's a good one out there, but I've just never had it.
Next topic, Bluetooth. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
I have such a love-hate relationship.
It's a love-hate thing.
With Bluetooth, it's like, oh my God, I love having wireless earphones and wireless this, this, and that, and being able to roam around. Love it. But what I hate about Bluetooth is when it does not work.
Or it connects to the wrong thing. And it's like, no, not that Bluetooth thing. Yeah. Like, why don't you know what? I just turned this on. How do you not know I want this connected?
Yeah, it's very frustrating when it doesn't work.
Exactly. Yeah. Or you have to disconnect everything in order to add a new one. Yeah. Like, it's so, like, Bluetooth is amazing, but it has a ways to go in terms of, being like more convenient. Do you
and
know
also
I mean?
Like the speakers, like, or like trying to speak to someone through like Bluetooth headphones or earbuds, it does not sound as good as you think it does.
Yeah, not very sexy.
Like it does, you sound like a robot inside of a soda can.
That's very
a strawberry
specific,
soda can at that, like not good.
That sounds pretty bad. But for me, yeah. So it's so watermelon because Bluetooth on its own is great, but like it has so many issues that it needs to fix. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong
and
with course correcting,
Bluetooth
right, Kim?
What?
There's nothing wrong with course correcting
and improving yourself,
right?
And. Absolutely, and that's what we do.
Glad we agree on that.
I think, and also Bluetooth can be annoying when it's just like, yeah, you're connected, but oops, I'm going to disconnect you right now.
Yeah.
Even though you didn't ask for it.
Yeah. Honestly, it has a mind of its own. And
it likes to surprise you.
Honestly, it's disrespectful.
It is, especially when...
I do think Bluetooth is disrespectful.
Especially when I'm listening to music, like on a jog or something, and then it'll just cut off and then still play out the music I'm listening to. It's like, oh my God, you're embarrassing me.
That's funny that you said you went out for a jog.
Why is that funny?
Because you don't jog.
I didn't get this revenge body by not working out.
You go out for brisk walks.
Well, only after I've had my breakfast.
In the morning, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In the morning.
Yeah.
When you're supposed to have your breakfast.
When you can.
When you're supposed to have your breakfast.
Not supposed to, just can.
So, but, okay.
Yeah, so Bluetooth, but no, sorry. We're getting off topic.
No, if you're going to ask your friends out for breakfast, they're going to be like, oh, what time in the morning? And you'd be
don't
like,
be
no,
silly.
No,
I'm not going to expect them to be breaking their fast the same time as me.
That's why she doesn't go to breakfast with any friends.
I go to breakfast with friends.
At in the morning.
No,
right?
we met around like it was like a brunch time, but I was having my break fast. But anyway, back to Bluetooth. It's so watermelon, but honey, you need to step up your game because there's certain things.
Oh my God.
I'm thankful for you, but you know, I want to be grateful for you.
Yeah, I want to be grateful for you, not just thankful.
Thankful.
Yeah. And there is a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta be gracious.
Yeah, like us. Because we are gracious.
Well, they said, well.
No, well, I think they were including me, but they just, they wanted to.
They literally said,
me.
And hi, Kim, too.
No, they knew what they were
saying.
They
wanted to single me out because I knew I was the most, they knew I was the most gracious of the three of us. So.
Okay.
Last topic. Elimination. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
Well, listen, we all
can
go
you speak
through
to that.
I mean, I think we both can, right? Elimination is just a part.
You both can.
More,
I can't say much
fresh.
About it.
It's more fresh for you.
How do you guys feel being eliminated?
It is more fresh for me, but listen, I had an absolute blast on that show. I loved it
really gonna
so much.
That's what people say when they're bitter.
The contestants, all but, you know, my backstabbing sister, were all so welcoming, and you know, I admire the way they were able to deceive and, you know, make up stories,
Chloe,
and lie.
You did too.
And cheat.
You literally stabbed me in the
back.
Hey,
listen, am I being rude about it? I'm saying I was so impressed. I was
no,
so
but
impressed.
You were too. You
with
were
how
one of them.
They
don't try to be above everyone.
With how they set
You're
me
so
up
right
to
now.
Feel even more like a survivor. Like, I felt like I grew so much on that show. Like, I would never, ever look down on that show because I love it for Last to Leave, or no, I'm sorry, Diva Power. I love it so much.
Yeah, we rebranded it Diva Power.
And I love that name.
You're doing such press tour answers
but hey,
right now.
I look very much
Chloe
forward.
Chloe is so
I look,
upset.
I look very much forward to having my chance to vote, as we all do. I'm very much looking forward to that. But anyway, I loved it. And Grimace is so cute. So cute.
Okay,
and when I blew up into like
Chloe,
liquid
you're gonna
purple,
break your microphone.
Some people hated what happened to them when they had their Grimace shake, but I actually loved it. I loved it.
What did it feel like?
It felt like I was just being released, you know? So I would never look down on this show because I love it and I love the producers. But back to what we were saying, elimination is so watermelon, right? Because everybody has a choice.
It's so not watermelon.
Okay, why do you feel that way?
Because I deserve to still be there. And everybody there backstabbed me, but especially my sisters.
Well, speaking of backstabbing, didn't you vote for one of your sisters there, Kim?
It's called back pay, but I had to back pay other people too.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have to vote for me.
Well, I'm going to...
Yeah, I did.
I'm only going to base my voting off of who is doing their absolute best in that show from now on. I'm going to pay so close attention to what goes on in that show from now on. And I love
if
it.
If you guys could literally see Chloe, her face
hey, you
so
can stop
red.
Saying that, all right? If
Chloe.
They can see me.
So red.
I'm smiling. Like, listen, did it
you
hurt
have
to
smile
leave?
Through the pain?
Did it hurt to leave? Of course it did. Of course. But I'm okay. I'm okay.
Yeah.
So, Chloe, you said you're going to pay attention now. Mm-hmm. To what's
especially
going
to
on
what you
show.
Do. Especially to what you do, Courtney. Like,
you should have been doing that before elimination.
Oh, I knew exactly what you were doing, you manipulative, smart. Like, look at my sister go. Look at my sister go. just like you're holding it down for the Cardassians. And I'm so looking forward to what my sister does in the future.
Not the me. Beach weather is really nice right now.
Wow.
I love it.
I think we need to take a small break.
No, I don't. I am fine.
Right back.
Elimination. No.
It's so watermelon.
Elimination. Okay, no, you are gaslighting me. I'm trying to stay positive and you're trying to make it into something negative.
Gaslighting yourself.
Yeah. No, here I am saying like, I wish them the best. I want them to do best. And you're saying like, oh, if you could see her. Like, you're just trying to make this harder. And I don't want that. So let's continue. Elimination. Is so watermelon.
It's so not watermelon, and you know it.
You do need a break, though. Chloe needs a break.
I don't. Wow. Gaslighting again. Here we go. So I guess Courtney's answer is it's so not watermelon?
I already gave my answer. You're clearly not paying attention.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
Like I said,
in the future, I will be paying close attention to what you do. Who's
the
smartest?
Me.
Me. All right. Now it's time for segment 3, Who's the Smartest? This is when we're given 3 random words we don't know and we try to guess what they mean. Whoever guesses the closest is the smartest. First word, uromastics. uromastix.
Okay, well, considering the last one we did, I looked at some of the word and I was just like, okay, well, I think it has something to do with this. And it was right. So maybe it has something to do with gymnastics.
That's what I think, though.
Okay, well, we can agree
like
on that.
Just because it ends with sticks.
But specifically, no, the math your as well. Your uterus doing...
What?
Or your urethra, or your uterus doing gymnastics.
Excuse me?
Because it's your romastics. It starts with the U.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's like a flexible tube.
In the uterus.
I'm going to say it has to do with gymnastics in Europe. That's my guess.
I mean, maybe.
That's a good answer.
I have no idea, but listen, I'm going with my heart. I'm going to follow my heart.
I think specifically it has to do with the uterus.
Okay. I mean, it could. I never know anymore.
Okay. It says a uromastix is a genus of African and Asian lizards.
Well, obviously none of
us. So it's a lizard.
Okay, so none of us got that right, but this is one of those things that I am interested in.
You're interested in?
No, I'm just saying that's an interesting. I didn't know that it was a species.
Yeah, I had no idea.
A reptile. That's interesting, but that's kind of a cool name for a reptile if you think about it. There we see the uromastics.
The uromastics.
And it's Europe gymnastics.
Uromastics.
So that's like a gloomastic.
It like almost sounds like a lizard of like not royalty, but like a stuck up lizard.
How so? Like,
because all the other lizards have names like green lizard. They're like very simple, but this one's all like got to be fancy. Uromastix.
I guess so. I mean, whoever named it that, he didn't choose that name.
Second word, Beretta. B-I-R-E-T-T-A.
Isn't that a thing? Okay, that's not what I was going to say.
Oh.
I mean, it could be. But I was thinking of like a hood to go over your head, like hand me my Beretta and put it over my hat.
I thought it was a hat.
Yeah.
Really?
I thought, but I don't know.
I'm like, I thought this was a gun, like from the Western days, get the Beretta.
You're having me doubt myself a little bit, but I think it's a hat.
Outrun my Beretta.
Everyone done with their answers?
It also looks like bread.
Well, it sounds like bread, but it doesn't necessarily look like it. But...
like a bitter type of bread, but I'm positive it's a gun, though.
It could be a musket of some sort. I don't know. I feel like it's a hat of some sort, or like
it's
a hat
like
or hoodie. Kind of, not hoodie.
A gun that was also used in the 70s.
I mean, it could be. I'm not really much of a gun person, really.
The Beretta is a square cap with 3... or damn four it. Peaks or horns.
I think we got a
yeah,
point.
Yeah, it's a hat.
We got a point, Courtney.
How the hell did you guys know it was a hat?
Because I've heard it before. I knew
it sounded
it.
Familiar. I think that's the first point of the year for me.
I mean, I don't know.
I think I've gotten half points.
I'm pretty sure, we're like in August. Like, so how did that happen?
I'm pretty sure you've gotten a point.
Yeah.
I've gotten... like a point. I've gotten one, well, now two full points, but in the past, like I've gotten half of points all year. But yeah. That's my second full, you know, point. I guess we're like that too, Courtney.
Okay, third word, Welky. W-H-E-L-K-Y.
Welky.
I don't even know.
It sounds like a Marvel character.
It sounds like a person that travels. I'll just say that.
To me, it sounds like a descriptive word to me. Like
that's very Welky.
You're so Welky today, but I don't know what it's referring to. Maybe it's Welky is like a form of like being sad or down. Like he seems so Welky and like depressed.
It almost sounds like when somebody is sleepy, they're very Welky. But I think, I think that's an answer, but I'm going to go with this as my answer. It sounds like somebody who's like a farmhand.
Oh.
Who works on a farm, like a Welky.
Like an assistant.
Get the Welky.
To like
yeah.
a farmer.
Yeah, it does sound like someone who works.
The farmer and his Welky went out to the field.
So I think it's like a job position in okay. farming.
Could be.
So Welky means having ridges or streaks or striated.
So like
to be mountains. Rigid.
So like mountains can be Welky.
Right. Those Welky mountains.
Well, there are farms in the mountains.
Okay. Don't even try.
No, Kim.
So everybody got a point except Kim today. But I think that's an interesting word. I don't ever plan on using that.
The data was very Welky.
Yeah.
Or you say the Welky Mountains mm-hmm. instead of Rocky Mountains.
I bet there's a name of a mountain called the Great Welky.
I don't think so.
Well, I think so. Me.
I think that could so. Be like that sounds like that could be a Sim Disney movie. The Welky Mountain or a ride.
The Welky Mutant, like a Marvel character. But anyway, so thank you everybody for listening to this podcast.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Grateful for you listening. And please continue to listen. And don't forget to leave
us reviews
and rate us on wherever you listen to us. Not on Stitcher because that is gone now. Stitcher does not exist. So if you listen to us on Stitcher, it doesn't exist anymore. So yeah.
So rate us on Spotify.
Spotify. Leave us review on Apple Podcast.
Yeah.
Up there, right? And don't leave trolley reviews saying I'm leaving a 1-star to see what Chloe says.
And no more spamming.
And yes,
in the forum.
Please. No more spamming. All right.
But yeah, rating us really helps
the podcast.
Yeah, it really helps us.
Yes, that's what they tell us to say. It mm-hmm. really helps. And apparently it does. So please do. All right. Well, thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Are you riding your bike? Are you rollerblading?
Oh my God, I was about to do that. Thank you, Courtney.
You're welcome.
Are you doing extreme sports?
Are you riding your bike? Are you rollerblading? Are you backstabbing your sisters on an island?
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Drinking
you're
a martini.
To the Cardassum podcast. Love you so
we
much.
We love you so much. You're the best.
Okay.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.